Morning, Rabbi Yossi. I just want to review the main problem we had last week in the sugya was, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it seemed that the whole basis, first of all, the Mishnah said that the reason why there's no charomim by kohanim, it sounds like it's for practical reason. Because the cherem goes to the kohanim, so it's not the ma'aseh to be machmir. The way I view that is like a person trying to be machmir something to his evet. So Chazal say an odin can't be machmir something to his evet directly, because yad evet ki yad rabbi. So it's like you take something from one hand and put it into the other hand. The basis of kinyonim is that there has to be a transfer. There has to be a transfer. Some hold even a ben asamuch al shulchan oviv. Can't have a kinyon. Even if his father would have given him something directly, it wouldn't work. Even if his father wants to be makna. That's why whenever I'm a sadr kiddushin for a bocher, who's being supported by his father, which is 99% of the case. When I'm under the chuppah and I ask the chosen, so you say mechal shulchan oviv, being supported by your father, if the chosen tells me no, I almost faint. It's kimat. In 21 years, it happened maybe half a dozen times. Shelley, I think by you, he said that, but it wasn't true anyway. It was a joke. But Lamaise, the fact is that if a son is saying Mechal Shulchan Oviv, some learn that he also is called the Yad HaRichter with the father. And therefore, what I do is under the chuppah, I have the father in front of the Edim give me the ring to be makdeh to the son. So it goes out of his domain into the domain of the son. That's the only way to be makdeh, according to some. Okay, by a son, it's a chumrah. By an eved, zikr. By an eved, it doesn't work because nothing happened. So simply what the Mishnah means is a practical thing. Since the Kohen keeps the Chechem, he's the one that's the recipient of the Chechem. So for him to be Machrim, it's like a vicious cycle. Even though the way we learned it goes into Hegdish technically. But it goes a full loop right back to him. Since it goes right back to him, so he can't be Machdish. The problem we had was that there is no practical problem. Because the fact is that the cherem goes to the kohen in the mishma, like we learned on Amud Beis. It goes dafka to the kohen that's working that week in the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't go to any kohen. If it will go to any kohen, then you have the svara that if the person's being machrim, it's going right back to him. But if it goes dafka to the kohen shabbos in mishma, so then what's the problem? There is no mechanical problem. We didn't have a conceptual problem. The Mishnah didn't say that there's a conceptual problem. The Mishnah said, "Akrehanim ein machrimim neishacharom im shalohem." It's a practical problem. It wasn't a pasuk. It's practical. Saying there is no practical problem because it goes to the kohen shebe mishma. This is a very big problem. And then, as the sugya progressed, this problem became even greater because really in svara, we would have said that a kohen should be makdish. It should be only by karka, maybe, that we hear the svara, the problem that we have by metadlin, where you could give it to any kohen that you want. Then logically, we understand why by metadlin the cherem won't work. But ultimately, the way the Yerushalmi is the Bavli is learning. We'll see that there is a Yerushalmi and Chala that seems to take a different mahalach. But the way the Bavli is learning at the end of the day, it's ultimately a hekesh. And if you hold loy makshinan, which means that metatlin and karka are kept separately, which is in fact the way Rav Shimon holds, that karka and metatlin are separate. We don't learn one from the other. So then it makes no sense at all that we should say that you can't be machrim karka, because there's no hekesh from karka to metatlin at all. So basically, the only possible pshat we had was that by metatlin we understand it doesn't work because it's a vicious cycle.
By karka, it should work. So there's a hekesh between karka and metatlin. But at the end of the day, the Gemara said, Rav Shimon olz loy makshinan, which means there is no hekesh from karka to metatlin. So they're separate. So if they're separate, why don't we say that you could be machrim, a koyin could be machrim as karka? Why not? So really, the only solution we saw last week was Tosfos. And Tosfos said that really the Gemara, the way it sits in front of us, doesn't work. And Tosfos says, in fact, that the Gemara was relying on the pasuk that it says by the Levim. It says by the Levim, Achuzah Soilom. It says by them, their Achuzah stays by them forever. And the Gemara is assuming that if it applies to Levim, it probably also applies to Kohanim. So it comes out that the main source of the Gemara is not there. That's what Tosfos says. And that was this Tosfos, if you want to look again, on Omid Beis, on Chof Ches Omid Beis, on top, second Tosfos, Vim Toimo Damuinen Leel, Bishloimo Kohanim, Ein Machrimin, Dech Haromin Shalohem, Valoi Sidei Haromin, Soich Litneim Lekoyin, Sheboi Sim Mishmo. You have to give it to the Kohen that's working that week in the Beis HaMikdash. Vim Kein, Im Hichim Kohen Sodeu, Im Eino B'Mishmautoi, Amai Eino Tzorich Litno Lekoyin, Sheboi Sim Mishmo. Why don't you have to give it to the Kohen that's in that Mishma? This is precisely Tosfos Kasha. If a Kohen is Machrim, unless it happens to be the week that he happens to be working in the Beis HaMikdash, what's the issue? So Tosfos says, V'tzorich lo'ma'a, de l'ravcha de milsa ma'hachi, which itself, I don't know what that means. Because l'ravcha de milsa normally means, I have an extra reason. Tosfos just said that this reason doesn't even work. It's not even l'ravcha de milsa. It's plain, simple, wrong. The reason doesn't work. I don't know what Tosfos means, unless Tosfos means, if he happens to do it during the week, that's his week, then there'd be another reason. I mean, that's dochuk ma'od. Sha'arei michim koyin sedei u'eni chenem, d'chsiv achuzas oylo miloyem. Says Tosfos, v'afal gavda l'gabi levim hu d'chsiv, mistame l'kohanem nami hochihu. Tremendous chiddush what Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that the Gemara left out the main reason that it was relying on, and even that reason we have no source. Tosfos just says mistama, the pasuk that says by Levim, mistama also applies to Kohanim. Mechateset. In Svara, definitely you could be mechalak. In Svara, you could say that the achuz of the Levim, that's their inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. That's what was given to them, the Ori Levim. To stay acherem is more like a stay mikneh. Stam, something that was given to them by Yisrael. Logically, why does that have to stay by them forever? It's not conceptually mom and koyen. And the biggest problem is that there's no mention of it in the Gemara at all. And the only thing that the Gemara mentions, it doesn't even really work. And you go back to the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah reads it like Ashrei. It's like Ashrei Yesh V'Veisech. Kohanim came to Haromo because if they're going to do it, it goes right back to them. What do you mean? 99 out of 100 times, that's not what happens. It goes to the Anshei Mishmo. Very strange. Okay, so we're going to go through the next Mishnah, which really ties into this, and we'll get a better tefisa on this. So the Mishnah says as follows. Chamei Koyanim, Ein Loim Pidyoin, Elo noisnim la koyanim ketruma. Okay, you give it to the kohanim, you can redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Oimel, stam charomin lebedek abayis. What happens if a person just says cherem stam? He doesn't specify if he's giving it to the kohen or to bedek abayis. He says it goes to bedek abayis, shenema ko cherem kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem. V'chachomim oimrim stam charomin la koyanim. V'chachomim say stam charomin go to kohanim. Shenema, because it says kistei acherem lakoyin tehei achuzoso. So we see stam acherem goes to the kohen. So what do they do with the first pasuk, which says kodesh kadoshim? Kein lo menema kol cherem kodesh kadoshim hu lashem shechal al kodshim val kodshim kalim. It's chal on kodshe kodshim and on kodshe kalim. The Mishnah will explain. That means you can even do a cherem on a korban. So the Mishnah says, what does that mean? Machrim Odom es Kodoshov, Bein Kodoshim, Bein Kodshe Kodoshim, Bein Kodshim Kal. Meaning, you can take something which you already were Makdish. You made an oil, or you made a Shlomim, and you could now, on top of that, make a Cherem. So you could go to an animal that you already made an oil, and now you could say, I want to make it into a Cherem. And it works. How? What's the mechanics? So the Mishnah says, the mechanics is like this. Every korban, either you have a neder or a dover. The owner has much more of an interest in a neder than in a dover. Because a neder, you're totally chayev and achrayas. So then the whole animal is in your domain. If something happens, you got to replace it. So because of that, even by chometz on Pesach, anything that you're chayev and achrayas is considered in your domain. Right, that's why if you're a shomer, so you have to get rid of the chometz, because you have a chiyuv achrayas. Obviously, the higher the bar of your achrayas, the more it's yours, the more it's in your domain. So neder is completely in your domain. Something happens to the korban, you got to replace it. So therefore, the way the Mishnah reads, that's why I could be machrim it completely. Because I have 100% interest in this animal. So now if I say I want to give the kohen this animal, we assess the complete value of the animal, even though it's an oiler. Even though it's an oiler, which l'chayr it's not mine, we'll have to work with this issue. Since I have complete interest in the behemoth, we treat it like it's yours completely. And now you have to give the full value. If it's $1,000 animal, you got to give $1,000 to the kohen or to Berek HaBayis, 100%. So that's neder. Nedova, you only have a toivas hano. Toivas hano limits you that really, al pidin, if something happens to it, you don't have to replace it. So now my interest in this animal is very small. My interest in this animal is only the fact that I have the ability to bring it as a kol, or to give it to a kohen, the kohen that I want to give it to. So I have a smaller interest. In Shas, there's a whole debate if Toivas Hanoh is Momin or it's any Momin. How do we look at Toivas Hanoh? What's very interesting is that our Mishnah says for Tava Poshet that there is such a thing called Toivas Hanoh. And throughout Shas, this is a very major controversy, whether Toivas Hanoh is Yem Momin, any Momin. Here the Mishnah says it's definitely something. Because the Mishnah says, Nedo, Noisein Demeyam. You have to give the complete value. Because you have achrayas. Vim nedova noisein es toivosam. If it's a nedova, then you have to go and give the equivalent value of the toivas hano. So let's say the toivas hano is 10% of the value of the animal, you have to give 10%. Okay? It says, and the Mishnah goes on to explain, shoze oila. If you made a nedova, you said the shoze an oila. How much would a person pay to bring this animal for an oila? Even though he's not obligated. Rashai here doesn't mean allowed. He's not obligated to bring an oila, but there's a certain benefit that a person has from bringing an oila. What would you pay for that benefit? There's an animal here. What would you pay to be able to bring that for an oila, even though you don't have to? So whatever that value is, that's what goes to the kohen or Berek HaBayis. What? No. Asara Zehuvim is not a market value. Asara Zehuvim is... Market value means something you could go to the market and sell it. What could you sell it for? The Mishnah says, Habcho, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum, same thing. You could be Machrim. The Ketza Poydenoysan. So here the Mishnah says that how much do you give? How much a person would want to, obviously by an oiler we couldn't say this, because by an oiler nothing goes to the kohen, right, except for whoever does the avoda, the skin, they get the skin. So by an oiler the main value is how much pleasure you get from bringing an oiler. And that's the value. And by a b'chol, there's more value. Because the money goes to a kohen. So there, you'd want to give it if you had a grandson who was a Kohen. If your daughter married a Kohen, you'd want to give it to your grandson Kohen. How much would you pay for that? So that's this Mishnah. So for some reason, this Mishnah, there's a bunch of issues. But one thing is clear, the Mishnah is totally ignoring whether Tovus Hanor is Momen or Tovus Hanor is not Momen. The Mishnah seems to be assuming it's definitely Momen. Without doubt, it's Momen. That's the first issue with this Mishnah. The second issue with this Mishnah is, how could you be Makdish it? It's Enu Shaloi. It's not yours. How can you be Makdish something that's not yours? It's already, you already made it into an oil. We know you have to be, you can only Makdish something that's yours. It's another issue. Especially if we're dealing with not the Toivas Hanor. We said by a neder, if you say Areze Oilo, you could do the complete, you could be Machrim it completely. It's $1,000 animal. You could now take the $1,000 and be Machrim it to Berek Abayas or to the Kohen. What do you mean? It's not my animal anymore. I already gave it to Hegdish. How can I be Machrim it? It's another problem. I have to understand the mission. And lastly, Bechor Tam goes to the Anshei Mishmar. Goes to the people that work in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't go to any Kohen you want. And this question is asked by many. What do you mean it goes to, it goes dafka, it's channeled only to that Kohen? In fact, my Kohen is from last week, I don't know if you guys still have it, but we brought down a Rambam here. Hilchos Bechoires, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvov. The Rambam writes, Hoya Bechor, Balmum, if the Bechor had a blemish, and the Kohen told you, V'amalei B'seich Azman, he told you within the time that you have to give it to him, Tenei Oli Sheikh Leno, give it to me so I can eat it, Oi, Sheoya Tomim, V'amalei Tenei Oli B'seich Azman, Zer Shakri Venu, Hareza Nois Neloi, you give it to him. Says the Rambam, V'yeroeli, it would appear to me, Shabachol Nitein L'chol Kohen Sheyirtze. You can give the Bechor to any Kohen you'd like. Obviously, that seems to be our Mishnah. Because if you can only give the Kohen in the Mishmah, that means you don't have Toivus Hanor. Our Mishnah says you have Zchus Toivus Hanor. You can give the Bechor to any Kohen you want. And because you could give the Bechor to any Kohen you want, it has value to you. And that's the value that you're being Makdish. And the Rambam seems to be floating straight from our Mishnah, that you could give it to any Kohen you want. But if you look here at the Noisei Kelim, they have a problem with this Rambam. Because really, seems to be halacha that you can't do that. If you look at the Mari Kukas on the bottom, he quotes the Mishnah in Chala, the top of the second column in the Mari Korkus. So I'll read it for you. It's a Mishnah in Chala. Ve'ele nitonim l'chol kohen, hacharomin, v'abchoyrois upinyin aben, upinyin petachamo, v'azraya v'alachayayim v'keva. So he says, the cause of Shom Rabbeinu, Habachoyres Pachol Behemet Tohero, the nearest Shom Shakavanos and Shafil Besrich's man, Noisnom the whole coin she yields. The Rambam sheet is you give it to any coin you would like. So he says clearly that the Rambam is writing on that Mishnah in Chala that says that you could give it to any coin you'd like. So could you get me a Chazanish in Zroim, not Kotshim, Zroim? That's the problem. Why is it Yeroli? It's not Yeroli, it's a Mishnah. Now, if you look at the Rambam, this we don't have on the Maram Mekemes, but there's a Rambam in Erech and Bayos. have a copy of it here too. The Rambam seems to say the same thing again. The second Rambam, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Ve'ele Yitonim Chol Kohen Sheyirse, and he says clearly, Habchol. So, he says as follows. The kosher, Loma Kosova Rambam Aloshen V'Yeroeli. Why did the Rambam say Yeroeli? If he's relying on a Mishnah, he shouldn't say Yeroeli. So this is the Rit Al Ghazi's question. Answers the Rit Al Ghazi. The Rambam Chadesh Afilu B'chol Tam Einoi Noisnoi L'chol Koyen Sheyirtze. You don't have to give it to the Anshe Mishma. He says, V'hakosher sh'arei Rambam ba'atzmoi b'pirsh Mishnayis, maybe it's a Yerushalmi, she'kosav sh'abachoyro is noisnom la'anshe Mishma. That the Bechor only goes to the Anshe Mishma. And that's a black and white Yerushalmi. Black and white. So the Yerushalmi clearly paskins that when you have a Kol B'chor, you can only give it to the Anshe Mishma. So why does the Rambam's rule that unless you have a Bavli, the opposite of the Yerushalmi, you have to go like the Yerushalmi? So this is really the problem on the Rambam. The flip side is the only way to learn our Mishnah is like the Rambam. Because the Mishnah seems to be saying clearly that there's a Tevis Ano. But even if we were to accept that, we would still have to paskin like the Yerushalmi. Even if there's a Mishnah here that only goes with that Shita, we would have to paskin like the Yerushalmi. Yeah. There were two Mishnayos. There's one Mishnah that says Nois Delanshi Mishnah. That's what the Rit Al Ghazi starts with. And then there's this other Mishnah, Nois Dem L'chol Kohen. And our Mishnah also is Mashma Nois Dem L'chol Kohen. The Shals had a paskin. So we have different messages, mitzad the Mishnayos. How do we paskin Halacha L'maaseh? There's no question our Mishnah only, the whole din of our Mishnah only works if you hold the Tevis Ano goes to the any Kohen you want. But the Yerushalmi clearly paskins not that way. So, very difficult. Not only that, the Rambam Bayos and Hilchos Erechin, the Rambam's Loshen is, Shenoisein B'chol Tam L'chol Kohen Sheyirtze, without a Yeroeli. He just says, L'chol because of our mission. So why then does he say Yeroeli? That's going to be an issue anyway. Anyway, now, the Melech HaShloima on that Mishnah in Challah says that it's not true. When the Mishnah says, Elu Nitonim L'chol Kohen Sheyirtzen, and it lists Bechoras, it means Bechor Balmum. A Bechor that's not a Balmum only goes to Anshe Mishma. So according to the Melech HaShloima, there's no stira from the Mishnayos. The Mishnah that says that you give it only to Anshe Mishma is correct. And the Mishnah that says you give it L'chol Kohen Sheyirtze is talking about a Bechor Balmum. And that's the Melech HaShloima here on this Mishnah in Challah. Melech HaShloima reads as follows. V'abechoros im tam hu pshita de la'anshe mishmer hu. Of course it goes to Anshe Mishmer. He says, Elo shebe Balmum noise L'chol Kohen Sheyirtze. Which makes sense. Because the Anshe Mishmer only have a connection to the Korban Bechor. But if it's a Balmum, it's not a Korban. Makes sense. But the bottom line is, our Mishnah clearly doesn't flow with that, and the Rambam makes no distinction at all between a Tam and a Balmum. So there happens to be a fascinating Chazanish. I want to just try to get some understanding in this Chazanish. Chazanish says that he holds this whole Anshe Mishmer thing, it's all a L'chatchila Dikadin. Say it's a Toiva. But really, B'dievet, if you give it to anybody, it works. This is what the Chazanish says here. This is found in the Likutim in Zroim. Simen Ches. Oh, he's Dalet. He says, Venera, he says, Shachilik, Ben Koyen Shal Oisei Mishma, Le Koyen Sheene Oisei Mishma, he says, Einoi Elo Eitzatoiva, Avo Meikir Adin Noisein Lechol Koyen Sheyirze. He says, Vachain, Ha Yerushalmi Beperek Dalet Dechala. That's our Yerushalmi. That says that the Bechor only goes to the Anshei Mishma. He says, Our sugya. So the way the Chazanish navigates this whole thing is he says that the Anshei Mishmor is only an Eitzah Toiva, but Meikar Adin, the Kohen gives it to anybody he wants. The Balaam gives it to any Kohen he wants. He says, and that's the Yegor Ali of the Rambam. Because the Rambam agrees that there is a Mishnah, there is a Yerushalmi, that says that it goes only to the Anshei Mishmor. But the Rambam is saying that he holds that that's not Meikar Adin. That's why he said, V'yehoi Ali, it would appear to me that you can, Al Pidin, if you give it to any Kohen, it's Chal, the Nesin is Chal. That's how he is teaching the Rambam, the Chazanish. And I want to bring a raya to this Chazanish from our sugi here on Choftetz. Because the Gemara goes on, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah. Stam Cherem goes to Berek Habayis, or does Stam Cherem go to the Koyanim? So if you go down to the Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav Yehuda ben Beseir is the one who said that Stam Cherem goes to Berek Habayis, correct? And the Chachamim held, Stam Cherem goes to the Koyanim. So if you go to the two dots here, Omar Rav, how we paskin, Halochok Rav Yehuda ben Beseir. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'rav shovik rabbonon v'ovid k'rab Yehuda ben Beseira? The Gemara says, b'raisa ibchitanya. He had a b'raisa that the Chachamim were the other sheet. The Chachamim were the ones that said that it goes to Berek Habayis. Says the Gemara, shovik masnitin v'ovid k'braisa? The Gemara says, no, rav masnitin ami ibcha. Rav learns the Mishnah also the opposite. My chos is the afchis masnitin mikami b'raisa. Why did he do that for? Nofach b'raisa, mikami masnitin, switch to b'raisa. The Gemara says, Rav Gemore Gomer. That was what he accepted. He accepted that the Mishnah is fakir. Says the Gemara, Yochi, Chabidu ben Beseir, Krabonami boile. The Gemara says, Ochi ka'oma. Lamai da'afchitu v'tanitu, the way you're reading the Mishnah, Aloch Chabidu ben Beseir. The way I'm reading the Mishnah, Aloch is like the Rabbonim. So now the Gemara comes, Aloch alamaisa, who gavra, da'achrimnu l'nechseyu b'pumpedisim. A guy went, and he was machrim his money. Bizman hazeh. Bizman ha-gemore. He went to his property, he said it should be a cherem. Now it was negeh lemaisa. What do we do with it? If it's berek habayis, so then you have a problem. It has kedusha. L'chora, if it's l'koyanim, it should go to nobody. Because we have no koyan mishma. We have no anshe mishma today. Anshei Mishmah is only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So l'chora, if it goes to the Berek Habayis, then it makes sense that you have a problem. But if we say it goes to the Koyanim, so there are no Koyanim Mishmah today. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says as follows. Also l'kamei the Rabbi Yehuda, he said, we pask and it goes to Berek Habayis. Omalei shkoyel arba zuzi, take four zuz, redeem it. Redeem all your property. For ochel alayu, v'shadinu b'nara, throw it in the river. V'lishteri loch. Why? Because the loch is you could redeem hektish back less than its value. So even though we don't do it normally, because we don't want to be mafsid hektish, but here, there's no hektish anyway. Alma kesova stam chalamim lebedek abayis, en keman keshmuel, yotz like shmuel, da oma hektish shavamone, shechila al shavaputa mechulu. Says the Gemara, that's only b'diyevet. Eim adama shmul shechiloi, that's only b'diyevet l'chatchila miyoma. Hanimili b'zman b'Beis HaMikdash kayim dike p'seder. When the B'Beis HaMikdash is around, there's a hefset. But b'zman hazeh, it's even l'chatchila. Zman hazeh afilu chathil. Yochi afilu putanami. Why do you need four zoos? The Gemara says, you're right, persumi milsa, you wanted to make it public. Omar hula, I disagree. Listen to this lotion. Iavoy hosam, if I would have been there, havi yahivno kulu lekohani. I would have given it to a kohen. Fascinating Gemara. He says, I would have given everything to the Kohen. Everything would have gone to the Kohen. What do you mean? What Kohen? It's the Kohen. It's the Kohen Shebo Yisem Mishma. There is no Kohen Yisem Mishma. What do you mean you would have given it to the Kohen? Either we would say it's not Chal. It would make sense to say it's not Chal because we don't have Kohen Mishma at all. It doesn't work at all. They don't exist. Or, if it's Chal, you have a problem. Because you don't have a Kohen to give it to. You don't even know which Kohen to go and give it to. So you have a problem. Why did he made it like very simple. It seems that Ula is saying that you could taka make a cherim bizman hazeh and you give it to any Kohen you want. That's in direct conflict with our sugya. Which said that the cherim goes only to the Kohenim Shabbos Yisrael Mishma. Clearly, seems to be what he said. So, the Hezbollah, I believe, here is very, very simple. First of all, we have to understand that Toivus Anor, the first question we asked, Toivus Anor is a question whether it's moment or not moment in all of Shas, and for some reason in our Mishnah, it's not a question. And the answer to that, I think, is very simple. Everybody agrees that there is something called Toivus Anor. There's no machlekes. Everybody agrees there's something called Toivus Anor, and that's the sugi in Kiddushin. The Gemara's debate in Kiddushin is only if you could use it for Kiddushin. Toivus Anor momen or Toivus Anor any momen. Everybody agrees that there is something called Toivus Anor, and everybody agrees it has value. The riot that has value is you could go appraise it. People pay for it. There's no machlokes on the metzias. Everybody agrees to the metzias that there is a toivus anor. In fact, the Ma'arit brings down that he holds that everybody agrees that toivus anor is momen. The question is whether you could make a kinyan. In other words, it's not tangible. It's momen, and you have a right, but it's not tangible. So the whole machloikis in Shas, if Toivus Anor a moment, Toivus Anor any moment, is not, it's the words, the wording of it is confusing. It's not a machloikis whether it's a value. Everybody agrees. It's not a machloikis whether you own that value. Everybody agrees. The machloikis is whether you could transfer it. Because a kinyan always, how do you make a kinyan? I give you an object, something tangible. That's being transferred from one individual to the other. We find the same halacha in Yerusha. If you have a right, you can't be meirish that to your child. Because it's not tangible. That doesn't mean it's not a right. You have that right. You have that right. You can even have a schaivus on that. It doesn't make a difference. You can't transfer the right. So the Ma'arit here says, in Simen Hei, V'nirli, he says, the toivus ano momen l'kuli alma. Everybody agrees it's momen. Elo de shayich l'meichel be kinyan. Can't make a kinyan on it. That means, because kinyanim require an object. And toivus ano is not tangible. So I'll tell you a very simple pshat. By kiddushin, you need to give the woman kiddushin, kesef kiddushin. Can you use toivus ano? That goes back to the machlekes. If you hold toivus anor moment, you can give it over. If you hold toivus anor moment, you can't transfer it to the woman. It's not that you don't have the anor. You have it. It's not that it doesn't have value. It does. The issue is on the transfer. Oh, that's something else. If you want to use a anor, Toisa says it works. It's like a milvah. If I go to a woman, I say, I'm being mekadesh, you be milvah. It's ainim akudashis. Because the milvah is not here. Milvah loitzor nitna. If I tell her, ba'anas milvah, it does work. Because then I'm using something else. I'm not using the object. So long that I use the object, the Kiddushin doesn't work. You find that all over. In other words, it's the same loan. I gave the woman $1,000 for a loan. I lent her $1,000. If I come to her and say I want to use the $1,000 for Kiddushin, she's not going to be able to use that money anymore. If I'm not Meichel of the money, she's going to have to give it back to me. And if I'm a Kaddisher with that money, she doesn't have to give it back to me. So she's getting $1,000 Hanoah. But the Kiddushin doesn't work. You know why? Because you're saying I'm using the $1,000. The $1,000 you can't give her now. Now, you could say, I don't want to use the $1,000. I want to use the Hanoah that you have from using the money. The Gemara says that does work. Even though she'd be getting the $1,000 anyway. If I'm giving her the $1,000, she's getting down another $1,000. That's fine. But it all depends what you're using for the Kiddushin. You have to use for the Kiddushin. If you give a woman $1,000,000 and you tell her, but what I'm using for the Kiddushin is there's a little button in this $1,000,000 that I'm transferring. I'm using that for Kiddushin. And the button is not a Shavaput. She's not Mekudesh. Even though you gave her $1,000,000. Because to activate the Kiddushin, you need to use that putter. So you could use a Hanoah. But it has to be something that you could train. Now, if you want to say, I want to use the Teva, which is the case of the Gemara in Kiddushin, I'm giving the woman the Teva, which is not mine. Or I'm giving the woman the Truma, which is not mine. I'm being Mekadosha with that Truma. See, even though she's getting Hanoah of Tevis Hanoah, but I'm not giving her that. I'm not asking it to be Mekadosh at the time. I'm trying to Mekadosh her with the object. And the object is not mine. I can't transfer it to her. So it doesn't work. There's a mechanical breakdown. By Hekdesh, all you need is an Amira. Hekdesh is unique. By Hekdesh, you don't need to go ahead and transfer the object at all. So I want to tell you very posh that that's why our Mishnah, it went right over our Mishnah's head. The issue of Tovus Hanoah moment or any moment. Because here we're dealing with Hekdesh. Tovus Hanoah moment, Tovus Hanoah any moment is a transfer issue. A transfer issue only relates to where you need a Hakbor, a Meshicha, where you need a tangible thing. Where it's all Chal al Yedei Amira, and as we've explained in the past, it's like a Siluk, you're removing yourself from it. We don't care about the tangibility. Because you're not transferring anything to Hekdesh. That's why our Mishnah holds that even if you hold Tovus Hanoah any moment, it doesn't make a difference. You own it. It's yours. The only issue is could you transfer it? Over here we have no problem.
Don't you need to say something like that to explain the case of Nezer? Because it's a Nezer. He has a price, but he doesn't have a price to replace with $1,000. So it's obviously something going on here other than my actual being transferred to my actual case.
Well, that wouldn't really be correct. If somebody says, Harezu Oila, and then he says, Harei Alai, then he'd be chayiv to replace it with the same value. But you're right, if you say, it depends. If you just say, Harei Alai, you can replace it with a, he can replace it with another one. Right.
So he doesn't have a, so that we have no problem, that we say, okay, that you can make fair enough. But there's obviously not a full interest, when you make the fair, not that they have a fair, it's not like you have property that I'm transferring
over. Exactly. Exactly, and even the Chiyuv Achrayus is not bailus. The Haraya, a Shomer can't be Mekadosh a woman with an object that he has a Chiyuv Achrayus on. 100%. So we're only dealing with Hekdesh, which you don't need to go and be Makna the object over the Hekdesh. And that's why I'm telling you that it works even by Tovus Hanoah. Now, when we come to Bechor and all these things, the way we're learning from the Chazon Ish, you are a Bailam. You, the owner, that have the Tovus Hanoah, you're really a Bailam on it. That's yours. It happens to be this Al Chatchila de Gedin, you should give it to Anshe Mishma. That's why our Gemara says, Ula comes and he says, Bizman Azeh, give it to any Kohen you want. The whole din of the Anshe Mishma was only Al Chatchila din. So now that there is no Anshe Mishma, so you give it to any coin you want. So I want to read you a Rambam. The Rambam's Loshon here is as follows. The Rambam deals precisely with this issue. The mi shehechrim bizman hazeh. This is in Perek Ches, Payas in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. Mi shehechrim bizman hazeh metaltalin. What do you do with it? So based on our Gemara, the Rambam says, Harei nitonim l'koyhanim anim tzorim bo yisei mokum. Give it to the kohen that are in your community. What is that? They're not anshei mishmo. It's mukach what the Chazanish is saying. If the Chazanish would be wrong, what right do you have to give it to the kohanim in your neighborhood? The Shas, how we paskin. I'm just saying, Rambam, we don't paskin like Ulu. The Rambam is paskining our Gemara, Allah Chalamayza. The Rambam says, Hareim nitonim, l'kohanim anim tzorim, bo yisei mokim. As I said, the Rambam. Comes the Lechem Mishnah right here on the spot, and the Lechem Mishnah said, what happened with our Gemara? Our Gemara says it goes to Anshei Mishma. Says the Lechem Mishnah, the Afal gab the Bizman HaMikdosh. Even though the time of Beis HaMikdosh, Heim nitonim acharomim l'kohanim mishmo, mikom mokim bizman hazeh de lekom mishmo, yinosnu l'kohanim shebo yisei mokim. It's given to Kohanim in this place. And Tesis himself says that also. Tesis in Yuma says that if you machrim today to Kohanim, you just give it to the Kohanim. Which means that it works today. So what is the holding that it goes to the Anshei Mishmo? It's Eitz HaToyva. But you are still a Bailam. It's not the Pshat that when I machrim it, it automatically goes to the Kohanim Mishmo. I'm the Balabos. For Horaya, if I decide unilaterally not to do what the Chachamim said is a good idea, and I give it to somebody else, it goes to them. So I am still a Bailim. I still have the Toivas Hanoi here. So I want to tell you very simple. If you're the Makdish, and you're the Kohen, then you don't have to come on to the Takona of Chazal, Eitz HaToyva, give it to the Kohen Shema Hashem Mishma. What do you mean? I have a best Eitz HaToyva. By me. I don't give it anywhere. I have a Toivas Hanoi right now. I own it right now. I have the ownership to give it to whoever I want. There's an Eitz HaToyva. Give it to the Anshei Mishma. The Eitz HaToyva. But right now, I'm the one sitting with it. Right? Why in the world? I don't have to give it to Anshei Mishma. I'll take it myself. So that's why the Mishnah says, Shacharomim Shaloyim. Because I have the Bailus on it. Even according to Chazal that have requested, they made a request. They said, give it to the Anshei Mishma. At most, it was a request. Because if it was more than a request, then today it wouldn't go to any Kohen. So the most it could possibly be is the Chazal gave me a request. They said, you know what, please give it to the Anshei Mishma. Okay, that's all if I'm not holding it. But if I'm a Kohen and I'm holding it, so I'm not going to give it to anybody. If there's a din to give it to somebody, you're giving me Eitz HaToyva. Who do I wish I give it to? I'm holding it. And that's why the Mishnah says, "Mnei Shacharomim Shalohem." It's your chedem. Toivas Hanoi is yours. You have a bailus on it right now. There'd be absolutely no reason for you to give it to any kohen. And merely you're not doing anything. And that would l'chayre work according to l'chol adeus. And I don't see anybody's chaylik on this. Now, you'll tell me that maybe today there'll be another way to learn. But I have proof that that's not the case. You may be able to say that Bizman HaZeh, since there is no Mishmar, so now all the Kohanim are like one family. So it's not, there's no Raya from our Gemara, from the Rambam, that the Din Mishmar is not Ma'akev. Maybe today it's one big family of Kohanim. I have a Raya not like that. Because the Gemara says in Tainus that if a Kohen should happen to know what week his family worked in the Beis HaMikdash, if he was somehow able to map it back, say, you know what, my week is this week. I know for a fact that Tezai and Adar is my week. So the Gemara says he's not allowed to drink wine because it's his week of Avodah. So he's not allowed to drink wine. That means the Mishmeres still agree, still applicable technically, not practically, but technically. The families are still divided. Based on the Gemara Tainus, once the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it's not that the families now got all, combined, the mishmeres are still there. So if that's the case, so then definitely you can't give it to any kohen you want. If you're going to tell me that they actually have a bialos on it. It's muchach that there is no bialos on the anshei mishmer. The bialos is to the kohanim. There's no specific bialos to any family. And the bialim have the tovus hanor. And now, once we have this, we understand also b'chor. Because the b'chor, since the owner has the right to give it to whichever kohen he wants, see, even though there's an eitz of toiva where to give it to, he still has the toiva sanah. That's why he could be makdish that. Our question was, if it goes to the anshei mishma, teretz, it doesn't matter if it goes to the anshei mishma. He still has the toiva sanah right. I, there's an eitz of toiva to give it to the anshei mishma, so what? It's still his ownership. He has that bialos. And he could be misalik from that, and that mela becomes hekdesh. Okay, stop it.